So we can't get away from the ritual side of Buddhism, nor should we try to do so. We should try to understand it and see what it really is, what rational ritual really is. Now, from gives what I feel is an excellent definition of rational ritual. Fromm says, rational ritual is shared action expressive of common strivings rooted in common values. That's his definition. And I feel that every word of this definition is of value, so I propose to examine it in some detail. And in this way, I hope we shall be able to arrive at some understanding of the psychology of ritual, that is to say, of rational ritual. First of all, ritual is shared action. Shared action. Now, both these words are important. First of all, ritual is an action, a certain kind of action. And this very fact is indicated by the Buddhist equivalent, the Buddhist word for ritual, which is kriya. Yesterday we spoke about the tantric tradition of Tibet, or the tantric aspect of Tibetan Buddhism, and we saw that one of the four yogas, or four tantras, the first, was called the Kriya Yoga, or the Kriya Tantra. So Kriya means the yoga, or the tantra of ritual. And the word Kriya is etymologically connected with the word karma, which means action in the more ethical and psychological sense. So Kriya, we may say action, is the Buddhist equivalent of ritual, and underlines the fact that ritual is something done. It's an action. This suggests, as it were, that religion, spiritual life, is not just a matter of thought and feeling, but also of action. Not only of moral action, but also of ritual action. As I pointed out the other day, according to Buddhist tradition, human nature is threefold. There's our body, there's our speech, and there's our mind. These three make up our total personality. So religion, the spiritual life, is concerned also with our total personality. So it must cater for all three. There must be something for the mind, something for the speech, and also something for the body. In other words, action. And only too often, in the West, we find that our approach to Buddhism is too one-sidedly intellectual, as I remarked a little while ago, only this morning. There's a lot of discussion, a lot of study, well, a fair amount of study, let's say, quite a bit of discussion and conversation and listening to lectures, but very often we find there's very little actual devotion and hardly any ritual. And this, we find, is true of practically the whole Buddhist movement in the West. So this imbalance we must try to correct, and try to have a type of Buddhist movement and tradition in the West which provides for not only the head, not only the heart, but even for the body and for the speech. In this way, we should have a balanced and total approach. So ritual is action. It's something to do. It's the way in which the body, as it were, the physical side of ourselves, participates in the religious and spiritual life. Now, ritual is not only action, not only something that we do, but according to Fromm's definition, it is shared action. It's what we do together with other people. And here we notice an important difference between the irrational or the obsessive obsessional compulsive ritual and the rational ritual. The neurotic, the obsessional compulsive ritual tends to isolate people. It's something you do by yourself. If you've got an urge to go and wash your hands every 10 minutes, but you do this by yourself, this is your private problem, your private neurosis. It doesn't bring you closer together with other people. It tends to isolate you from them. But in the case of the rational ritual, it's a shared action, and it tends to bring people together. Ritual is shared action. And this togetherness is not just physical. it can also be, or should also be, spiritual. It should in fact be both physical and spiritual. There should be a performance of the action, the ritual, together physically, and at the same time a common spiritual attitude. And one knows from experience that if one can have this, that if one has in a room a number of people performing the same ritual actions with the same sincerity and devotion and so on, a very powerful atmosphere, spiritual atmosphere, can be created. So ritual is first of all shared action.